This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Arthur Brooks, as he will tell you himself, was an unlikely choice to run the center-right American Enterprise Institute. Once a professional musician, French horn, if you're curious, then an academic, Brooks took over one of the biggies of the think tank world 10 years ago. And he announced this past spring he's going to step down next summer. We learned this morning he's going to go teach at Harvard. So we called him up and asked him if we wanted to chat on the way out. Arthur Brooks, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Kai. Great to be with you, as always.
All right. So let's talk about, we've had you on a couple of three, four times in the last 5 or 6 years, talking about a bunch of stuff, right? Poverty, charity, opportunity and dignity through work and all of that. I want to talk, though, for a second about the state of public discourse today. And I'm going to go to AEI's motto. Literally, its motto. It says, a competition of ideas is fundamental to a free society, a competition of ideas. How are we doing here in 2018 with that competition?
It's not great. It's not great. I wish it were better. I mean, AEI exists because it's always a challenge to have a competition of ideas. Disagreement is in bad shape. Ideas are the engine of what makes an innovative economy change. We don't have that. We're destined for mediocrity.
Well, we don't have that right now, Arthur. I mean, come on, man.
Well, I mean, we do in a lot of places. In business, we certainly have that. The business climate in many parts of the American economy are more vital and better than they've ever been. Where we have it too little is right now in a moment of political populism. And why is that? Because it becomes very insular. It becomes tribal. When you get those things, you're going to have just less ferment.
Let me take a detour with this next question. I was in Minnesota the other day talking to Neil Kashkar, the president of the Minneapolis Fed and also the guy who ran, as you know, TARP for Hank Paulson at Treasury during the financial crisis. Very smart guy. And we're going to air that interview, I guess, on Tuesday. But I asked him what he thought the legacy of the financial crisis was. And he said, basically, the political division we have today, some of the unrest that we have today comes straight out of that. And you've talked about this, and I wonder what you think about what Kashkari said.
I think it's right. The knock-on effect of a financial crisis is really uneven economic growth. So we can always talk about the economic growth rate is 2.9 or 3.2 or 4.1% or whatever we're measuring right now. But the problem is in the decade after financial crises is that almost all that economic growth is concentrated in the top fifth of the income distribution. Now, the political result of having stagnation in the bottom 80% is political populism, is despair across parts of the economy that people who are just looking at net aggregates, they don't see. The policy solution to this, to the extent that there is one, is for all of us to work for more even economic growth, pushing opportunity out to the periphery of society. This is an opportunity for economic conservatives and people who talk more about social justice for people at the margins of society to work together because we have a common goal here.
Well, so this gets to some of your ideas that we've talked about the last number of years on this program, right? The moral case for free enterprise, the dignity that comes with opportunity to work and to do things. Do you think you've gotten traction on that in the past 10 years, or have you been shouting into the hurricane?
Well, you know, when you're in the world of ideas, it's very easy to feel like you're shouting into a hurricane. Why? Because you're kind of a climate scientist in a world that's more interested in weather reports. Politics is like the weather. Ideas are climate science. But in the end, in the long run, it's ideas that matter the most.
Are you an optimist then?
You know, Kai, I think I'm hopeful. An optimist is somebody who says it's going to be okay. Somebody who's hopeful says something can be done that's good and we can affect it. It's really in our hands. I mean, you and I, we're in these great positions to try to talk to big audiences, to help people understand things differently. And a lot of people who are listening to us are in leadership positions as well. I'm extremely hopeful that we're at the beginning of what I think is a new time in American politics, in a new time in the American life of ideas. That's the kind of aspirational hope that I have. And I actually think that we're at the beginning of a big majority of people seeing that that's possible and maybe bringing it about.
Arthur Brooks, for another 6 or 8 or 10 months, the president of the American Enterprise Institute, and then, as announced today, a professor at Harvard. Arthur, thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai. I appreciate it a lot.